I've mentioned that lesson six is commencing with the animate grammar. And the first animate word used will be the word beaver, which is amisk. A small beaver, amiskosis. The word beaver, amisk. A small beaver, amiskosis. Question. Kigwai awa. What is this? A misk, a beaver. What is this? A small beaver, a miskosis. So again, we find that instead of saying kigwai oma, we are saying kigwai awa. Now, awa also means this, but it's in the animate. Let's read again, and we say, kigwai awa. What is this? A beaver. A misk. Kigwai awa. What is this? A small beaver. A miskosis. Now, look at the ending. To tell us something that was small in the animate, we see O-S-I-S. While in the inanimate, we see the I-S ending. A miskosis. That means a small, a baby beaver, or a very small beaver, or a young beaver. A miskosis. So we are finding out that with the word small, the O-S-I-S is needed to tell us it is small or young. Now, this is only for animals. That ending is only for animals, such as piglets, calves, colts, puppies, kittens. The osis will appear. So, uma has changed to awa. Now, an owl. Let's talk of the owl. The owl is sort of cat-like. And in the native's belief, it is sort of an animal. So it also uses osis ending when it comes to a little owlet. Uhusis, we say. Uhusis. But that's the only one that of the bird family that uses osis. The rest of the birds, it's isis or asis. Now, the next word we're going to take, kigwai awa. What is this? What does not change for animate, but oma changes to awa. For take, the next word we've learned was take. Otina, the A is dropped and it becomes otin. Let's read on page 17 in the yellow book, lesson 6. Otin amisk. Otin amiskosis. Otin awa amisk. Otin awa amiskosis. Now translate all those phrases into English. Take the beaver, take the small beaver, take this beaver, and take this small beaver. The next word is miyin, and it remains the same. It does not change. So we say, give me the beaver, miyin amisk. Give me the small beaver, miyin amiskosis. Give me this beaver, miyin awa amisk. And give me this small beaver, miyin awa amiskosis. Now write these words down and start comparing with the inanimate. It helps. Now we must find an animate pluralizer. We found an inanimate pluralizer, which was the letter A, and for words ending with K, it was WA. But for an animate pluralizer, we have WAK, AK, or K, and it's dependent on how the word is spelt. Let's read the examples. Peyak amisk. Peyak amiskosis. Neo amiskosisak. Nyanan amiskwak. So here we are using the three pluralizer endings. Neo amiskosisak. The words ending with S uses AK, and the words ending with K uses WAK as pluralizer. Again, we say amiskosis, amiskosisak, amisk, amiskwak. Translate the following four sentences into Cree at the bottom of page 17. Now, when words are found that change into animate, make a list of them and make sure you write them down and repeat them. It helps to master the sounds. Continuing on, we have the words Nia, Kia, and Wia, and they're used in the same way, in the same manner as the inanimate. Let's read the arrangements, and we say, this is my beaver, Nia awa amisk. This beaver is yours, Kia awa amisk. And Wia awa amisk. This is his beaver. Now, oftentimes you'll find words are not always put in the same way. They can be at the end of the sentence or at the beginning of a sentence. But when you ask a question, chi cannot be at the beginning. It must be at the end or in the medial part of your sentence. new animate pronouns, we say awa, anna, oki, aniki. Again, awa, anna, oki, aniki. Now, here, if you look closely, the plural words are oki and aniki. And the ki instead of the hi is used. So remember that the ki is animate, while hi is inanimate. The word ewako is used the same. Same as the inanimate arrangements. Now, there are exercises here as we go along, and you must translate them into Cree. Continuing on with our lesson 6 on page 18 of the yellow book, let's repeat the new pronouns once more, and we will say awa, anna, oki, aniki, and ewako also is used as a specifying a certain animal or a certain pelt. Okay, continuing, we have exercises. And let's read the exercises. Is this one your beaver? These are questions. Is that one your beaver? Are those your beavers? Are these your beavers? These are my beavers. Those are my beavers. And you can answer with yes or no. Ehe and namoya. Translate those and we shall correct them in the following lesson. On page 19 we have awa amiskchikia. Ehe. Is this beaver yours? Oki amiskusisakchiwia. Are these little beavers his? No. Namoya. Anna amiskmia. That beaver is mine. Aniki amiskwak wia. Those beavers are his. Now, that's the end of lesson 6 and its arrangements, but let's turn to page 73 in the back of our book, yellow book, and let's repeat the words once more, the animate words and pronouns. Altogether, we say amisk, awa, amiskusis, otin, otinamisk, otin amiskusis, miin, miinamisk, miin amiskusis, miin awa amisk, miin awa amiskusis, awa amisk, awa amiskusis, peyak amisk, neyo amiskusisak, otin peyak amisk, otinik nianan amiskusisak, miin Nianan, Amesquak. Miyin, Nesto, Amesquosisak. Awa Amesk Nia. Awa Amesk Kia. Awa Amesk Wia. Anna, Oki, Aniki, Ewako, Awachikia, Anna Chi Wia. End of page 73. And we have a few more sentences on page 74. And we say, Oki Amesquak Chikia. Oki Amesquusisak Nia. Aniki Nianan Amesquak Nia. Aniki Tepakop Amesquusisak Wia. Anigi Chikia. Namoya Aniginia. Anigi Chiwia. Ehe, Wia Aniki. Now that's the end of lesson 6. Translate those sentences into English.